So you've already come to know that you're in a life that has had the fantastic grace and good fortune to have found a true teacher who your heart responds to. So my encouragement to you is get his real teaching, his real message, which is simple and profound. And there's no message that supersedes it. Get it once and for all. Let it take you over. And it's simply that it's all already here. And you're struggling just in the sense that now let me experience it. You may or may not ever get to experience it for a moment, a day, a year, or a lifetime. It's not about what you experience. It's about what you know beyond experience, what you understand beyond experience, what you sense prior to and deeper than experience. And you already have that. There's an intelligence and a richness you already have that you've always had. My statement to you is live that. Live from that. You're living from the struggle. You're living from the anxiety. You're living from the desire for a certain experience. Forget all of that and live from the intelligence and the richness that recognizes Eckhart Tolle's statement of truth. It really is you. You don't have to have any doubt about it. And deep down, you don't. So live from that deep down more and more. That's the power of
now. Can I ask how it connects with goals? Like, I would like this to happen, I would like that to happen, and I make it happen. Like, creating.
Recognize those as your preferences, and that the now doesn't give a flying yahoo about your preferences. It doesn't mean you shouldn't have goals, it doesn't mean you shouldn't do what you think is right. It doesn't mean you don't do what your heart or your brain or your intelligence or your intuition tells you. It means you recognize the greater truth that you're a grain of sand, and I'm a grain of sand, and everybody in here is a grain of sand. And we control, I say to you, we control literally nothing. So then, work towards your goal without the delusion that the power is you. The power isn't you. The power is not. The power is what is, which you are an aspect of. So don't have the deluded ego that I'm doing it. Then it's easy not to struggle. When that's recognized, it's very easy to give up the struggle. Does that make sense? You understand what
I mean? Yes, it makes sense. On a logical basis, it makes sense.
I'm not, the furthest thing from my intention is to be logical. I'm trying to hone in, zero in, on that one particular spot, that fulcrum, where you're balanced, saying it's like you're balanced on this one spot